Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's become one of these stories in baseball, unfortunately, and it's not about hitting, and it's not about fielding, and it's not even about pitching. It's about injuries, and arm injuries in particular, and one specific arm injury called the torn UCL, the ulnar collateral ligament, and it has become an epidemic. A gentleman who is trained in that injury, trained to fix it, and you hear him on the station here. He's Dr. Dan Zanotti from the Center for Orthopedics. Dr. Dan, good to have you with us.
Hey, Dr. Dan.
Hey, guys. Happy to be here.
We appreciate you joining us for this because, man, it's become such a huge deal in baseball that it's the thing that every pitcher dreads and coaches try to avoid, the torn UCL leading to Tommy John reconstructive surgery. This surgery actually started with Dr. Frank Job. You trained with Dr. Job, is that correct?
I did. I got the opportunity and the honor to train with Dr. Job, certainly after he started doing these procedures, but it was revolutionary, and we had the fortune of taking care of many baseball players, professional and minor league as well. So it was a fascinating time to be with him as he developed and honed this technique.
It started in 1974, and the first Major League Baseball player to have it was Tommy John. Thus the Tommy John surgery. How do you think, and did Dr. Job ever mention to you, how did he sell that to Tommy John?
Well, at the time, it was really the end of pitchers' careers, so there really was no alternative. So I think convincing him to do this was easy because it was just a chance to come back and be able to throw and pitch in the big leagues again, and certainly he wanted to do that. So it wasn't really a hard sell, probably, and then given the success, we can see where it's gone from there.
Just to explain it, like we say Tommy John, most people think it's arm surgery, but what actually is it?
So it's a tear in one of the major ligaments of the elbow. It's one of the big stabilizing ligaments on the inside of the elbow. And when throwers torque their arm, they put a tremendous amount of stretch on that ligament. Over time, that ligament can then stretch and eventually tear. And when that happens, you lose strength, you lose ability. And at that level of pitching, any amount of decreased velocity or ability to pitch becomes an inability to throw anymore. So it was really a career-ending injury before this procedure.
The injury itself has become just astronomical as far as the numbers of pitchers who have this, whether it be at the pro level, at the college level, at the high school level. How has it become the main injury, Dr. Dan, as compared to before the Tommy John surgery? It used to be shoulders like crazy. Rotator cuffs seemed to be the big issue. Why now? Why the explosion in this certain injury?
I think there's a lot of reasons. We're much more aware of it, obviously, and now that there's a treatment for it, people are seeking out that treatment once they have an injury. So before, it kind of got ignored and you just couldn't throw as hard. Now we know that there's treatment options. Not that there's still not rotator cuff injuries and other things. We certainly see those as well. But I think the popularity, for lack of a better word, and the ability to fix some of these and get patients back to pitching has become so significant that you hear about it more and more.
But how young are athletes getting it?
Unfortunately, it's very young. You know, we see people throwing now in their early teens, certainly 10, 12 years old. A lot of these kids are throwing constantly year-round at camps and other things. And we see it in younger and younger patients, which is concerning. It's also related to a number of other things, and we can talk about some of that in a little bit in terms of the metrics and things that we're seeing now. But it really relates to these younger pitchers throwing, and then when they get to the older stages, the velocity that they throw at, and it's just becoming more and more common, as you mentioned.
So if you're a parent and you got a kid who's pitching, I mean, like, I'm not really asking to be a baseball expert, but how important is rest to make sure that you don't have to have Tommy John surgery?
Yeah, we made a lot of strides. You know, pitch counts are more popular, and that certainly helps, but it's also due to velocity. So these kids need rest. They need time to heal. I'm a big proponent of playing multiple sports at that age because if you stick with one sport all year, you're just continually injuring the same area. So we're identifying factors that can help, but you know, then again, there's the competitive nature of kids and parents, and they want to play and they want to get better and they want to get scholarships. And I get that. That's a real concern for patients.
Dr. Dan Zanotti is joining us from the Center for Orthopedics, and we're talking about Tommy John surgery and repairing the ulnar collateral ligament. Is it velocity for most pitchers, Dr. Dan? Is it spin? Is it trying to, you know, to move the ball like crazy? Does that put more stress on it, or is it a combination of all of the above?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's a combination. And one of the really interesting things that we've developed with new technology now is to monitor these metrics in terms of spin rate, location, certainly velocity. Velocity is the big one. Everybody knows now that the harder you throw, the more likely you are to tear the ligament. That's just been out there and proven for a little while. But we're also seeing things like accuracy and spin rate also negatively affect this ligament. Mm. So as pitchers get more precise, as they put more demand on their elbow to be precise and to hit higher spin ratios, it's also related to tearing this ligament. So it's multifactorial, and it's really interesting now that we have this information on these metrics to look at some of these things and how they correlate with the injury.
I've read of a different type of procedure, and I want you to explain it for us if you can. Rather than having the full-blown Tommy John, you hear some guys say, I had the internal brace. What is the difference between the two? What does that do, and does it affect the overall healing of that injury?
Yeah, the Tommy John surgery has gone through several iterations, from Dr. Job's first surgery to different techniques. There's some information on newer techniques now where we use what's called an internal brace to help stabilize the elbow. The idea being that we can still fix some of these tears, not all of them certainly, but some of them can be fixed rather than replaced. And by putting an internal brace inside the elbow, it gives a little bit more support and protects the ligament while things heal. That's really been popular with the partial tear patients. So we see this now. Patients are coming in with partial tears, not full tears, and wanting to do this type of procedure to get back to pitching. That creates other dilemmas as well, but there's been some increased popularity in that, and it's certainly out there that patients are seeking.
Just baseball, or are you seeing more injuries from different sports?
Yeah, we see it in all different sports. Football players, quarterbacks, there's been some famous quarterbacks from competitive teams around the league that have had that done. We see it in gymnasts who are pushing off with their arms sometimes. So we see it in many different sports, not just pitchers.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Best way, is there a best way to avoid such an injury while also improving yourself as a pitcher in today's climate for pitching?
Yeah, we know that overall conditioning helps. So certainly, and even with rotator cuff injuries, core conditioning, lower body strengthening, and these are all things at the major league level that these pitchers are working on constantly throughout the year. Some of the younger amateur players in high school and teenage players don't necessarily have that capability or expertise, but working on overall conditioning is huge. Giving your arm time to rest, also huge. Whether you're a major league pitcher or a teenage pitcher, you need that ability to let your arm heal. So whether it's pitch counts or innings pitched, that sort of thing, we need to be very cognizant of letting these patients have time to heal.
I guess I'm asking this more on the preventative side, to not have to have Tommy John. How hard is it for that conversation for the parent and the coach to have that, you know, you've got this 11, 12-year-old kid that can just throw smoke, and all of a sudden, you know, the coach is leaving a kid out there for 100 pitches night after night after night. What would you say the best way is to approach a coach? I think from a parent perspective, you know, without looking like a helicopter parent, I think it's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah, it's very hard, and I spend probably more time counseling the parent and the patient rather than doing the actual surgery sometimes, because you really want to prevent it from happening in the first place. You know, you just have to be smart. You know, you want these kids and athletes to be able to have a career, and you don't want them to burn their arms out too soon, because we know from the success rate of the surgery, it is not perfect. There's some studies showing, you know, less than 50% of pitchers get back to their previous level. It's not 100% success by any means. So anything we can do educationally, talking to the patients, talking to the parents, talking to the coaches to try to understand, we really are concerned about the long-term nature of this injury and the long-term success of the student athlete is really important.
The interesting thing, and Dr. Dan Zanotti joining us from the Center for Orthopedics, we're talking about the Tommy John surgery. As you said, it's certainly not foolproof, and the success rate, though good, isn't perfect. But sometimes you see guys come back from this, Dr. Dan, and they throw harder than they did before, and they pick up right where they left off and are even better. How does that happen? And could you explain along with that, what's the process for returning from this? Shane Bieber hopefully returning for the Guardians, you know, sometime sooner rather than later. What do pitchers go through once they have it?
That's a great point, Jeff. I think you have to understand that it really doesn't make your arm stronger, okay? Your native elbow anatomy is probably as good as it's ever going to get. The problem is that these pitchers probably have a slow decline in their metrics, so their velocity goes down somewhat, their spin rate goes down while they're dealing with this injury starting to occur. So when we do a successful reconstruction and somebody is able to get back to pitch at a high level, it's probably that they're getting back to their normal level, not necessarily where they were when they just went out before their injury. So I really try to tell my patients that it's really not going to make you better than you were before, but it may be improved from when you were dealing with this injury in the meantime. The rehab is a long process, as everybody knows. A standard Tommy John surgery is usually at least 18 months and sometimes 2 years to really get back to a high level of pitching, even when it is successful. So it's a long process. It's a commitment by the team, by the player, to really go through the rehab necessary to get that arm to that level.
The internal brace is something a little different. Are there more things maybe in the pipeline, Dr. Dan, that can help with this? I'm sure stuff's being worked on all the time, but is there anything close?
I don't think there's anything close right now. There's certainly a lot of research going on with this. I mean, you're dealing with, you know, multi-million dollar contracts and pitchers. So anything we can do to get these players back to being productive and performing at a high level is worth pursuing. There's different techniques in terms of the fixation of the ligament, in terms of how we stitch it together. There's certainly more rehab-related advances that we're looking at. There's also biologics, things like trying to incorporate your own body healing into the surgical procedure. So there's lots of neat stuff out there. I just don't think we have anything around the corner, so to speak, in the next year or two that's going to be available.
You know, the one thing I've always wondered, it seems like it's a luck of the draw in many instances. Obviously, some guys are overextending and throwing harder than maybe they should. But then you look at a guy like Nolan Ryan, who threw gas until he was in his late 40s. Is a lot of it just luck of the draw? Is it genetics? I loved your thought about the training and the core and everything else. But I just wonder, is there anything a major league pitcher can do? Or do you just keep your fingers crossed and do your thing?
Yeah, and Nolan Ryan's a perfect example. I mean, he was able to throw in the hundreds for his entire career and never had an elbow issue. It's really amazing. So there certainly has to be a genetic component to it. The training makes a difference, no doubt. We've learned that in general, if you keep your core and lower body stronger, you're at less risk, but it's not zero. You know, you look at somebody like Paul Skeens, who's super dynamic to watch and really fun, and you just worry that something is going to happen at his velocity level. Because he's an amazing talent, but maybe he isn't. Maybe he's going to be a Nolan Ryan, and it won't affect him like it does other pitchers. But we just don't know is the bottom line.
And you mentioned Skeens. I watch him, and I just every time I watch him, Dr. Dan, I think, oh, please, dear God, don't let him get hurt. And then Shohei Ohtani's back. He's had it twice. I can't imagine coming back from it twice and being able to throw. How does that happen?
Yeah, and revision surgery is even less successful. So make no mistake about it. The second time around, it's not nearly as easy to get back. And he's obviously an amazing athlete and talent, and we hope that he is. But the numbers are against him, quite honestly. I know he just started pitching again, and hopefully there won't be another injury because by the second or third time, there's not much left to fix, quite honestly.
Thank you for being with us. That's some really great information and certainly enlightening us on something that is dominating pitching in Major League Baseball and college and high school and everything. So thank you, Dr. Dan.
Thanks, Dr. Dan.
Happy to help, guys. Appreciate it.
Dr. Dan Zanotti from the Center for Orthopedics joining us right here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.